a ferret named Bat-Eye knocked his crust of bread against a rock, muttering complaints under his breath.
Look at this. Red, they calls it. More like stone it is.
Forgrin rooted about in the bread sack, his voice mocking.
Oh, dearie me, did you hear that, reptile? Poor old Bat-Eye's bread ain't fresh. Hang on a bit, mate, and I'll see if there's any cake in here. Now, which would you like, Your Highness? The sort with plums in, or the cake with cream atop of it?
Bat-Eye raised his paw to fling the bread at Forgrin.
Yeah, shut up, you grinning idiot.
There was a whirling swish as Ferrago's skinning knife zipped between Forgrin and Raptail to pierce the crust held in Bat-Eye's paw. The blood drained from the ferret's narrow face as the assassin strode forward and picked up the knife with the crust fixed to its blade.
Something wrong with your bread, Bat-Eye?
The ferret sat staring up into the smiling blue eyes and shook his head in vigorous denial.
No, master. No, not a thing. The bread's just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Then let's see you eat it all up now.
Ferrago smiled wickedly, holding the bread transfixed upon his knife as Bat-Eye tried to eat it under his gaze. Bat-Eye was no longer young. He had teeth missing, and the rock, hard, dry crust cut his gums. But he ate on doggedly, too scared to stop. Ferrago watched him intently and commented.
What's that noise? Has one of your teeth broken? Oh, look, it's fallen out. Tut-tut, Bat-Eye. You should have taken better care of those molars and cleaned them with a soft twig every morning. Still, eating that bread will strengthen them. What do you say?
Bat-Eye tried to speak around the knife blade and the stale, dried bread filling his mouth. But he was only able to produce a strangled noise.
I understand, friend.
Ferrago nodded sympathetically.
You'd like more. Forgrin, Raptail, give me more bread out of that sack. This poor ferret is still hungry.
Forgrin's jaw tightened at the wanton cruelty of Ferrago, but he obeyed. Just as Raptail was about to pass Ferrago the bread, a stoat called Dunos came running up.
Master, Sikia says to come quick. He spotted something that he should see.
Flicking the blade from Bat-Eye's open mouth, the assassin ran to the lookout rock and scaled it nimbly. Sikia moved over on the perch to make room, his claw pointing.
Over there, Master. It's Klitsch and Goffer with two others.
Yes, I see. Good work, Sikia.
But look, can you see, Master, just behind them in the hills? There's a hare following them.
So there is. I wonder if the badger knows we're here, or is that just a lone hare spying on us? We'll soon find out.
Pickle shielded his eyes from the midday glare as he viewed the mountainous country before them.
Oh, Corks, how much farther do we go? I'm absolutely whacked.
Too much to eat last night, Pickle. That's your trouble.
Klitsch shook his head reprovingly.
Look, it's not much farther now. Why don't you and Mara rest here a while, with Goffer, and I'll go ahead and scout the land. How does that sound?
Pickle flung himself gratefully on the ground.
Absolutely top-hole, old lad. You carry on being the jolly intrepid scout, and we'll flop down here.
Mara did not argue. She was glad of the rest. Goffer merely nodded to Klitsch and sat moodily, some distance from Mara and Pickle. The badger maid rested her back against a rock and closed her eyes. Suddenly, a voice nearby whispered urgently.
Missy, don't turn round. Stay as you are. You and Pickle have got to get away from here, sharpish. It's a trap.
Startled, Mara opened her eyes and leaned around the rock.
Sergeant Sapwood, what are you doing here?
Goffer sprang up. He came dashing over, spear at the ready.
What's going on here? Who are you talking?
Sapwood leapt out in front of him, poised for action. With a yell, the ferret thrust the spear forward. Sapwood neatly sidestepped, kicking the spear adrift with his long hind legs. Goffer tried to make a grab for it, but he was confronted by the champion boxing hare of Salamandastron. In swift succession, two neat left paw hooks thudded to the side of his head, followed by a powerful straight right paw, smack dab on his chin. Goffer crumpled to the ground, senseless. Pickle came dashing over, puzzlement and concern on his face.
I say, steady on, Sappers, old boy.
Sergeant Sapwood seized him by the ear.
Little blockheads, there's a whole army of vermin just over yon hill. You're in a trap. Run for your lives.
A yelling horde of Farrago's creatures came charging over the hill in front of them. Sapwood threw an imploring glance at Mara, then snatched his javelin from behind the rock and thrust it into her paws.
Too late, missy, but run! You might have a chance, both of you. I'll lead them off.